Greetings, Chicagoland. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly program, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, based on improving lives through public service and volunteerism. Today's presentation is brought to you by the Forum to Achieve Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, with more than a 75-year legacy of promoting peace, harmony, equality, and social justice for all. Building Community, Strengthening Nations features newsmakers and movers and shakers engaged in enlightening discussions on current issues and events that positively impact our diverse communities. The FACT organization invites you to contact us for general information or referral services, volunteer opportunities, and suggestions, questions, or comments regarding programming topics and guests. Please call FACT at 773-424-8002 to reach our 24-hour voicemail and facsimile. Our email address is faactorg@aol.com. Now tell your friends to tune in to FACT every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. We're streaming live over the internet at www.thechicagolighthouse.org. My name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. I am the founder and executive director of the FACT organization, and today I am so pleased to serve as your host. FACT is always excited about this opportunity to share time with you, our most valued listening public, with different weekly topics of interest that positively influence our communities. However, as we always say, this can only be accomplished with your help. The fact is, we all need each other, and by uniting our efforts, we can make a positive difference for everyone. In a nutshell, FACT's combined vision and mission is to help create a better world through educating the public and coalescing with others to eradicate biases and prejudices, as well as hate crimes. Chicagoland, we have a very exciting program for you today, and we're bringing back a favorite guest, Christina Bornay, Creative Engagement Director at the Auditorium Theater of Roosevelt University. Welcome to the program, Christina.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be back. Thank you so much for having me. Really excited to be here.
Well, I want you to share our topic and let us know that we're going to be bringing in a few more guests later in the program.
That is correct. Today we are talking about Giordano Dance Chicago. They are going to be performing at the Auditorium Theater on June the 11th, and a lot of really neat, exciting parts to that. And one of the cool things is that I and my family, the Bornay family, will be performing with Giordano Dance Chicago at that June 11th performance. So really excited to talk about a lot of the things that Giordano will be bringing to the stage that evening, as well as our contribution as a family that sings together, you know, working with this amazing family company and that collaboration. So really excited about it.
Well, Chicagoland, Christina will be serving as our co-host today, and I'm going to turn the program over to her. So take it away, Christina.
Well, I guess one of the first things that, you know, you and I were talking about a little bit earlier today was, you know, kind of just a little bit about Giordano Dance Chicago. This is actually, they're now in their 53rd year. So Giordano Dance Chicago and Alvin Ailey are actually about the same age, which I think is kind of cool, you know, considering the fact that both of them represent such a high quality and a high caliber of dance in the city of Chicago. You can ask anybody. I always say Giordano is my favorite dance company in the city of Chicago. They are just fluid and beautiful, and there's such high energy in every one of their performances. It is an amazing feat to see, and something that just always emotionally brings you in, right?
Yes.
Which I think is just super, super cool. So it's one of the longest professional dance companies in Chicago, and one of the few dance companies in the U.S. To have achieved that milestone, which I think is amazing. They're currently under the leadership of Nan Giordano, who is the daughter of their founder, Gus Giordano. Gus is considered the father of what is considered now modern day jazz dance. Mm-hmm. So just this amazing man who said, how do we take something that is considered sort of like a bass or a lower class, if you will, sort of dance style, and brought it to this high level that it is, you know, that it's now achieved in the city of Chicago. Giordano dance is just, it's amazing. Gus actually used to do these really cool dance symposiums where he would sort of bring people together from all over the country. Mm-hmm. And put together these really awesome opportunities for people to just learn more about jazz as a dance style. And then figure out the best ways to utilize that in the work that they did. It's just, it's amazing. Amazing and beautiful and pretty awesome. There's a book that he wrote, the name of which is completely escaping me right now, that really seriously delves into that artistic quality. So, and I think one of the things that's really nice is that Nan is his daughter, not only danced with her father's company, but now gets to continue that legacy.
Yes.
For a new generation of people and for a new group of people, which I think is really awesome too. And kind of expand upon old works, put new things on the company, and just really show the breath and the life that is kind of incorporated into jazz dance. So it's really, really neat. I think it's pretty cool. Again, I'm one of those people who I will wave my Giordano flag high and long. I really do love the company. One of the things that I think is really neat is at the Auditorium Theater, one of the things that we work towards a lot too is how do we provide place and space for companies that are smaller, because it is a small company made up of, you know, about 12 dancers to six. I think there are 16 dancers that will be performing with them in this performance. And, you know, you think of larger dance companies that usually have like 25, 30 dancers. So to have, you know, 12, 15, you know, core dancers as part of your group is pretty amazing. And what's really cool is that for that entire 2 hour long program, they're all dancing.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes a lot of energy and a lot of heart to make that happen, which I think is really neat. But Giordano Dance Company first performed with the Auditorium Theater a few years ago as part of our Music and Movement Festival. So it was a festival where we took smaller dance companies and gave them the opportunity to perform with live musicians, which doesn't really happen very often. It's really difficult sometimes to pair live performance with a dance performance. It's like, mm-hmm. what? Just balancing the timing, things
right.
like that can be really difficult. So that was the first time that they were with us at the Auditorium Theater, and now they are a part of our Made in Chicago Dance series. So one of those featured performances that everyone looks for every single year as part of that. And they also are part of our Made in Chicago Dance Intensive. So Nan Giordano herself, so the artistic director, comes to the Auditorium Theater and works with a group of about 20 to 25 up-and-coming dancers and provides them the opportunity to just learn. I mean, and to learn about jazz and to learn about the Giordano style. It is just fabulous. I could go on and on. Nan actually started through our Made in Chicago Dance Intensive this really neat award that they gave called the Light Award. Nan says that she's always looking for a light in people, you know, that like dance is more than just technique. It's more than just ability, but it takes a special kind of soul and something that you know you need to give to people.
Mm-hmm.
And so she always says, and she calls it that light. And so she looks for that light. So she created this award that she gives to one of our dance intensive students, which affords them the opportunity to take company classes, to, you know, work alongside in her dancers to see all of their performances entirely for free.
Mm-hmm.
So here's an opportunity for a student who, you know, from any portion of the city of Chicago or wherever they may come from in the country, to be able to stand alongside of this amazing 53-year-old establishment and learn from one of the best in the business. And we are so grateful to be a part of that. And I could not have asked for anything more. So as, you know, as a person who works in education and knows how valuable that is to a student population, it's really, really cool.
Yes. Now tell us just for a moment a little bit more about the Dance Intensive there at the Auditorium.
So the Dance Intensive actually encompasses, like I said, Giordano Dance Chicago. So we call it the Made in Chicago Dance Intensive. So it is comprised of entirely of Chicago-based dance companies. So teaching lots of different dance styles. So Joffrey Ballet participates in that with us. And of course are teaching ballet classes. I mentioned Nan Giordano with Giordano Dance Company. She teaches jazz. Thotos Dance Chicago teaches they do improvisation. And then Dance Works Chicago also does modern dance. A part of that too, because we feel that it's important to make sure that we are training young people to understand that, you know, you can dance, go for it, pursue it. Mm-hmm. But if you decide at any point in your life that, you know what, I don't necessarily want to be the one on the stage, what are other opportunities and ways that you can stay really connected to the artistic style that's really important to you, which is dance? Mm-hmm. And what are other ways that you can stay connected to the arts? And so we provide them with sort of like learning about that background, learning what are all of the other jobs that are necessary to get that performance on the stage, are the arts admin, you know, if you will, mm-hmm. things. So we bring in arts administrators, teaching artists, folks to just really seriously talk about what are all of the other parts that that come into play, so that when you decide, or if you decide that, you know, I don't necessarily want to pursue dance as, you know, the main thing that I do, but I really want to stay close to the arts, here are opportunities, you know, really seriously delving into that arts administrative field. So
that's wonderful.
It's really, really great. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's one of those things that you look around and next thing you know, you see a student who's like, hey, I went to the dance intensive and learned a lot. And that also propelled me to go here, there, everywhere. So.
Mm-hmm. And what is the date again?
Oh, our Made in Chicago Dance Intensive is the last week of June. The last week of June, which is June the 20th. The time is completely escaping me. It's June the 27th through July the 1st.
Okay.
So that last week of June. So we are super, super excited to be able to welcome a brand new group of students to be able to learn. We do have a couple of repeats, which is always fabulous, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a firm believer that it's important to learn the same way that we teach people to be versatile in their everyday lives, right? As a dancer, you need to be able to speak, if you will, multiple languages. And because dancing and all of the arts are different modes of communication, right?
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's music, it is a way that I am communicating, whether that's through vocal music or through instrumental music. All of those are communication styles. And so want to make sure that we are giving our students and the city of Chicago at large a way to be able to understand multiple languages.
Okay. Now, the date for the performance that we want everyone to attend is?
Yes. The date for Giordano Dance Chicago's performance at the Auditorium Theater is June the 11th. So it's at 7:30 p.m. that evening. There are a lot of really, really neat things on the program. It is really seriously going to be pretty awesome. One of those things that's on the program is, like I mentioned before, myself and my family are singing with Giordano Dance Chicago. Like we talked about, you know, live performance with a dance company doesn't happen very often, so this is a super sweet treat, not only for the audiences coming to see Giordano Dance Chicago, but also for us as a family. I brought some of my siblings with me. We are a family of, oh my goodness, how many of us?
Nine total.
So with us today is my brother Paul.
Hi. Yeah, it's good to be here.
Thank you. Also my sister Elizabeth.
Hello.
So, you know, just as a family, we've been, how long have we been singing together?
Practically all our lives, you know. Our parents were very musical, played instruments, wrote music, and sang as well. And so, you know, as we grew up, we, you know, were brought into, you know, singing, you know, in church and different places like that. And, you know, just having music in the house and learning from our parents and stuff like that has brought us into, you know, loving music, you know, outside of performing, you know, just being involved in it. And then, you know, as a family coming together to get on stage and share that music with, you know, everyone that we meet. And so it's been really great.
Yeah. Well, I remember when we were little, Elizabeth and I used to, whenever the radio was on, we would sing along to our favorite songs, and we weren't really sure how to harmonize just yet.
So we were pretty good, though.
We were.
Well, we knew we kind of had a gift to pursue.
So we would sing together. Liz always loved to write. And so some of my earliest memories are her like coming up with these little songs. Like, so like when our brother Paul was born, because there are three girls first.
Don't tell people about
that. When our brother Paul was born, Liz came up with this song that was this, you know, this I've got another little brother. Big sister to the fourth power.
It was ridiculous.
And we would crack up about her singing this song. So music has always been a huge, huge part of our lives. Mm-hmm. And like Paul said, you know, as we got older, where did we start?
It started out with the two of us, mm-hmm. kind of duetting. And then our sister Catherine came.
Yeah.
So we were the trio girls.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Once Paul was big enough, we had a favorite band when we were growing up that we just loved, which was comprised of brothers and sisters, and they were called Anointed. So then we were trying to sing all their songs because now we had the set of four.
Yes.
And as each subsequent sibling arrived, we were like, come on, don't you want to sing too? And then they just added extra to the mix. So now we've got guitarists and banjo players and pianists and flute and clarinet and drummers and the whole shebang. And we're, you know.
So you're not just a choral ensemble anymore.
No,
you're a full band.
Yes.
So we still love our a cappella roots.
Oh, definitely.
And so our sister Catherine does a lot of the arranging for the music that we do. And so, you know, a cappella music is still very, very near and dear to our hearts, which is why when we were approached by Giordano Dance Chicago to be a part of this piece, it's a piece called Can't Take This Away. It was choreographed by Randy Duncan, and it is a very special and important piece to the Giordano Dance Company as a whole, specifically to Nan Giordano.
Mm-hmm.
The piece was choreographed by Randy Duncan, and when he choreographed the piece, it was very close to when Nan's mother passed away. Randy kind of put the piece, he originally choreographed the piece for them to do as part of as the Dance for Life concert that takes place every year.
Mm-hmm.
And then that kind of expanded to something a little bit broader. And he added this additional a cappella piece at the very beginning and said that this particular piece was dedicated to their mother, to Nan's mom, who had recently passed away. Her father always said that whenever it was his time to go, he wanted that piece to be performed at his funeral. Interestingly enough, the company Nan shared with us, because we had a chance to just sit down with her and talk about her vision for the piece, and
mm-hmm.
as a family just kind of like sing and perform and have a little jokey time. But Nan shared that when her father died, the company had just gotten to Hawaii for a performance, and so it was sort of like, oh no, you know, like Dad really wanted this piece for the funeral. And so some of the former dancers, not necessarily the company at that time, but some folks who had been a part of the company,
sure.
came back to perform that piece at his funeral.
Mm-hmm.
So he got what he wanted. And this is the first time in a very long time that Can't Take This Away has been performed. Can't Take That Away has been performed with for Giordano Dance Company and for audiences.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that makes it really special this year is that it'll have that a cappella component, which will be done by our family, which is pretty cool. So
yeah,
we are so excited and so
thankful.
So
what is the name of your family group?
We go by, we're just the Bornés. It's funny, we're the Borné family. Most people just call us the Bornés because, like, it's fun. It's interesting because whenever anybody sees us, no one calls us by our individual names. It's always, are you a Borné? So we were at first we were like, oh, we'll come up with a really cool name, and we had, it was funny. We had come up with all kinds of things.
Yeah.
We were going to do a play on our name, like Borné again or whatever, all kinds of things which weren't cute.
So,
but since our last name is so distinctive, we decided to stick with that. And the first piece that the a cappella piece that begins Can't Take That Away, Can't Take This Away is a piece called Softly and Tenderly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's an all a cappella piece, which has lots of layered harmonies and things in it. So should be kind of neat.
We've started the, you know, practicing for it. We haven't yet had a chance to, you know, meet with the dancers and actually have a tech rehearsal, anything like that yet. But, you know, as a family, you know, we've sat down, gone through the music and stuff like that. And like we said, our sister arranges a lot of our music. So she's been going through it with us and stuff like that. And we've been all listening to it. So it's been a nice process, you know, listening to the music, having met with Nan and the other people who run the company, and you know, seeing their vision for it, and you know, then coming back to us and, you know, seeing what we want to add to it and bring to the stage and stuff like that. And this will be the first time us performing on the auditorium theater, the big stage in the auditorium.
Wow.
So it's a really, really exciting experience, you know, to do.
For the family.
Yes.
We performed at the auditorium theater some years ago, but as part of the Cat and Landau music series.
Right.
So it was like a summer cabaret series. So, you know, smaller stage, smaller setting. But I think it's always been kind of a really neat dream to kind of stand on that stage and perform. It is one of the most iconic stages in the world.
Right.
Everyone from, you know, our dearly beloved Prince to Aretha Franklin, Richard Pryor, Bruce Springsteen, The Who, The Grateful Dead, even present day performers like Amy Schumer, you know, have performed on the Auditorium Theater stage, American Ballet Theater, Giordano Dance Chicago. Mm-hmm. To be on that same stage with such amazing, iconic performers is really an honor for us as a family, and we are ever so grateful.
Now, you've been associated with the Auditorium Theater and Roosevelt University for a little bit now. Tell us about that.
I serve as the Director of Creative Engagement, so I oversee all of our education and community outreach initiatives. But I also was a student at Roosevelt University, studied in the vocal performance program, and wanted something a little bit broader than that. And so they created a degree program for me, which is now Roosevelt University's Bachelor of Arts program. Mm-hmm. So I got a liberal arts degree with a focus in humanities, and my humanities was voice.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so it's been a long relationship and one I am grateful for.
Yes, and you were a trailblazer.
That's what they tell me.
Well, tell us a little bit about the auditorium. What should we expect when we arrive there? Is it accessible?
The Auditorium Theater is accessible. We have a specific accessible entrance, which is located right on our 50 East Congress Parkway, very, very close to the main door, so it's not like you got to go through some sort of back way to get there. It's a lovely entrance, too, because it's been specifically designed to look and feel and be just like the regular entrance, if you will, of the Auditorium Theater space. If you need accessible seating, then you can just call our box office, or actually you can just call the ticketing service at our call center at the Auditorium Theater, and that number is 312-341-2300. So it makes it super, super easy to be able to access those tickets. If when you come to the Auditorium Theater, perhaps you thought your seats were going to be an accessible space, but you realize that you need them to be someplace else because maybe you know something may have happened, maybe you injured yourself and cannot, you know, navigate some stairs or something like that, then you can always go to our patron services office, which is located in aisle one of the Auditorium Theater, and they can reseat you as well and make sure that you have the type of seating that you need. So
that's great.
Yeah.
Now, how do we obtain tickets?
To obtain tickets, you can call the call center, and again, that number is 312-341-2300. You can also go online to the Auditorium Theater's website, so that's Auditorium Theater, and that's theater spelled with an R-E.org. You go to the Giordano, there's a link right there, you'll see a big old picture, and it'll say Giordano Dance Chicago, and if you click on that link, then they will take you directly to that ticketing, to that space, so then you can to get those tickets and buy tickets for that performance evening, which is at 7:30 p.m. on June the 11th. Or you can go to our box office, which is located at 50 East Congress Parkway, and purchase tickets that way as well. So three pretty easy options to be able to purchase tickets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now tell us a little bit about the program itself on the 11th.
Awesome. The program itself on the 11th is actually going to comprise a few different things. So not only the piece that we're doing, Can't Take This Away, but it'll have a piece called Feeling Good Suite, which is the music of a few different jazz artists. And it's a high energy, super, super fun piece. It sort of starts off a little bit swanky and then moves into some fun things. Again, we're doing Can't Take This Away with Giordano as a family. And that's a piece that was done by Randy Duncan, who's a Chicago native as well, which is kind of neat. Sneaky Pete is another one, which is a newer piece for Giordano Dance Company. It's another Chicago-based choreographer, Brock Clausen, who choreographed that particular piece on the company. And then they're also going to do a piece called Sing, 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 which is a Giordano favorite. It is just thebomb.com, as I say. It is so much energy, and it's just really, really great. I often tell people, if you love Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, I can guarantee you will love Giordano Dance Chicago. They are on par with one another in terms of athleticism and ability, of diversity, in terms of the way in which they approach repertoire, and it's a Chicago staple, you know. Mm-hmm. This is Chicago's very own, you know, and we want to support that.
Chicagoland, we are so proud that Christina Bornay, the director of creative engagement at the Auditorium Theater of Roosevelt University was here to share her time and expertise with us today. And please give us a website where we can find out more about the Bornay family and also about everything that's going on at the auditorium.
Oh, awesome. You can always find out about what's happening at the Auditorium Theater at our website, auditoriumtheater.org. You can go to our Facebook page, the Auditorium Theater. We've got a Twitter account at Auditorium Chicago, or actually it's CHGO, I think. You can find us on Instagram. We have a Periscope. We're kind of all over the web. And as a family, Paul, where can we find us?
Well, you can find us online. We have our website, www.bornaycrown.com, and also on facebook.com/thebornays. So those are, you know, where you can find out most about us, you know, where we're going to be, the things that we're doing. So
please spell out the website for us.
Website, www.bornecrown.com.
Bornay Crown.
Yes.
Well, we just have a moment or so left. You're going to leave us with some music. Tell us about what we're going to enjoy.
That is a piece that actually was written by all of us, kind of, right?
Yeah, in a way.
We love to play games. if you're ever at the Bornay family household, then you know we like food. We like to play. So we were playing a game of telephone, and this is a song called Darling. The lyrics were written by our mother, and the music was kind of a conglomeration of all of us. In playing telephone, the way we play it is whoever is at the end of the line, so once it's gone through all of the ears, the last person has to sing what it is that they thought they heard with the guitar. And so I got to the end, sang what I thought I heard. It was not what I was told at all.
Not even close.
And my sister Catherine really loved the music, and so she actually put it to this lyric that our mother wrote, our mother Lisa wrote when she was 14. The lyrics are pretty old, but the song is relatively new, and so it's a piece called Darling. And it's just kind of like a love song to anybody who's really important and special to you. So,
yeah. Chicagoland, again, we thank the Bornay family for joining us today. Please give us all your names again.
Thank you. My name is Elizabeth.
It was great to be here, and I'm Paul.
And I am Christina Bornay.
Have a great week, Chicagoland, and please come out to the Auditorium Theater for June the 11th. Bye now.
In a joy that sings out each day. A song bringing truth and beauty. Yet softly saying without uttering a word, I love you, my darling, and my love can be heard. Let me to myself.